Hey everybody, here is your weekly energetic check-in for November 29th. So I have to be incredibly grateful, of course, for my guidance team and the way that they always kind of lay things out for me. So you guys know that I was talking about us doing some type of cord cutting for our monthly soul energy, soul to get when we get together, when we're doing, you guys know what I'm talking about. And so it's kind of interesting because when I just tuned in for our week this week, they gave me more information about that and like what that's going to be for us. And it has to do, again, with the purpose of why we're here right now, why we are all here right now, what our missions are, and kind of how there's going to be a lot of individual work being done. So it's interesting because collectively, we've all been coming online for the purpose of raising the frequency of the planet, holding the light, creating space, healing the planet. All of that's been happening right now. Even if you think that you don't have a part of that, you do have a part of that. The fact that you're a part of this group, the fact that you're, you know, follow somebody like myself means that that light is within you. That's part of, you know, you're part of the team, part of the ground team. And so part of what's going to be happening, they're showing me, is that everybody's going to be doing some individual work. So this is going to be when we're talking about the cutting the energetic cords on a big, big level. So not just, you know, from your ex-boyfriend or ex-girlfriend, but from your ancestors and from, you know, other galaxies and like all over, like big, big ending of contracts. And so that's going to be happening with everybody. So it's going to be, you know, an interesting time because, of course, it's, think about it when you're going through like negotiations, like think about, you know, if you're going through a divorce, how it's usually not extremely easy, right? There's usually hashing things out. It's highly emotional. There's a lot of energy going back and forth. So that's going to be expected. But of course, it's all because they say that the new timeline is coming. So it's preparing us for the new timeline. So we're going to be experiencing over this next little bit an ending of energetic contracts. So that's going to be different for everybody. I think that's the reason why collectively we've all been having this experience right now with what's going on. But each a soul, you know, has their own set of, you know, contracts and karmic debts and history, all of that. And so that stuff is going to get sorted out. You're going to be sorting that stuff out. And here's a really cool thing. So because you're going to be doing that work, you're going to be realizing that you're not bound to anything that does not serve your highest good. This is important because that kind of programming holds us in place and has held us in place. There are many souls on this planet who have broken free from that, who really have broken free from it and have become incredibly successful. And, you know, everything that they want to achieve, they achieve it. So it happens. But I think that the majority of us have felt like we you know, don't even have the awareness that those contracts are in place, then that we can actually end them, that we can sever the contracts. And that awareness is going to be coming to us. We're going to be having the awareness that we do not have to be bound to anything that that doesn't serve our highest good. And so part of that then is coming to, we're going to be able to come into alignment with all that we want and all that we need, and with the ability to realize that we're not bound by the old rules. So that's what they gave me. They said old rules. So again, it's kind of like that, you know, you're playing a game for the longest time and you've been playing it by the rules, by the book, and they really don't work well because they really don't serve you, but you still play by the rules, by the book. That's going to come to an end. They're saying we've had enough. We've just had enough of that. And so we're going to abolish the rules. The rules are not going to be in place for us anymore. And it's really interesting because part of something that we know, and it's, you know, when we're here on Earth, it's kind of conceptual, but it, you know, as souls, when we talk about being souls, being pure energy, you know, we're not bound, we're not constrained. So we don't have anything that holds us still or holds us in place. But when we come into these human vehicles, we have a whole different set of rules. part of the ability as a soul, though, is that we have the ability to instantly manifest. And this happens because we've all done it. We've all had moments where we instantly manifest something, or, you know, you go through a streak where everything kind of that you touch turns to gold. It happens. It happens to everybody at some point. The thing that we want to remind ourselves is that can happen all the time. That can just be the reality. That can be the way that it's meant to be. And that we don't have to follow the old rules anymore. So that means that, you know, you got to work hard to earn. Everything takes time. Healing happens is slow. All that stuff. Those are all the old rules that we're going to abolish because we're not going to be bound by them anymore. And of course, perfect timing for this, because at this time of year, you know, think about it, it's financial stresses are, you know, at this time of year, because it's Christmas time. And of course, everybody feels the need to buy something or to, you know, have a big dinner or to do, you know, you're doing more than you normally would. And there is, even if you are somebody who loves it, you know, be honest with yourself. Is there a little bit of stress that you have with it? A little bit of like, am I spending too much? Did I spend too much? Am I overdoing it? Check in with that part of you of how that's feeling, because that's that old programming as well. Remember, the idea is that as souls, if we, you know, we can instantly manifest. So that means that whatever I spend, I will get back. That's that, there's an old Japanese saying, arigato money. They say me. So whatever I put out there, it automatically comes back to me. That's part of the coming back online that's going to happen for us. We're going to remind ourselves that we do not need to be held hostage by an old system that keeps us in alignment with fear. And so part of that stuff that we're going to be getting is the higher frequencies. They're going to keep on coming in. We're going to get them hopefully in a lighter way, or for those of us that have been getting banged around energetically for quite a while, hopefully that's going to lighten up a little bit as we continue to do the work on ourselves. The ascension symptoms should lighten up, but those higher frequencies are coming in, and they are coming in to help us end these contracts. Part of that, and they didn't give me a lot on it, but I'm sure they will when the timing is right for you guys. It was about addictions, though. And so addictions coming up with the old programming. So again, that's any type of addiction that's, you know, in alignment with your ancestry, with the DNA, with the heritage, all that is that deep, deep programming. It's also, again, the thinking and feeling that you're a slave to it, or that you're bound to it, or that you can't function without it. So that's going to be also something that's going to be ending. And of course, with that comes the new beginnings, right? So we will be having our get together. So our first live, I'm going to put out the month of December, our dates. It's all ready to go. And then so our first get together is going to be on Saturday. So this Saturday, which is December 4th, I think it is. So we're going to do Saturday, December 4th. It's going to be a daytime. So we're going to do a 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So I hope everybody can just find 90 minutes to come and connect with us. We are going to be doing the cord cutting, the contract clearing. They're giving it to me in bits and pieces, but I'm going to have it all together before Saturday, before we get together. They're saying in preparation for the new timeline. So again, if you don't get a chance to come there on the Saturday, that's fine. You will absolutely have the opportunity just to log into your Hub account and then go and watch it and do and actively do the things that we're going to be doing. I don't know what they're going to have us do yet, but they will give it to me when we're ready for it. But if you can be there, it would be cool to have you there in person to be able to start this off. And I feel like they're saying to me it's going to be a series of events. So remember, it's kind of like when we do these things, it's never like just a one-off or boom and there you go and it's all good. I feel like it's like that will happen. We'll do that part of it and then we'll be prepped for the next part of it. And so we'll continue to add those to the things that we're doing. So when we're doing our live get-togethers, and maybe when we do the mediumship and psychic readings time, when we do that time together in the month of December, we might change that up a little bit too. I'll see what they're going to give me as far as that goes, just so that we can keep on fine-tuning it to what we need so that it's giving us exactly the tools that we need to get through everything. Okay, guys, so make sure this week, what they wanted me to make sure for you guys do for a bit of connection with yourself is, in particular, pay attention to your I am statements. So make a conscious effort just from this point going forward and through the rest of the week of paying attention to every time you say I am, every time you say those words and what follows behind it. Because it, without us even realizing it, it's actually a programming, a self-programming that we do. So just as an example, if you get up in the morning and you say, I am tired, oh man, I'm tired. You're literally putting that energy into your frequency. You're literally creating that kind of pattern within you. And so having the awareness of it first, right? Just having that awareness of it. Oh, shit. I have been like programming myself with all of this stuff that is not what I want. So then, of course, when we know that, when we have the awareness of it, then we can flip it, right? And so even if you say you are feeling tired, you wake up in the morning, you are feeling tired, instead of having the focus on that, which is negative, we then shift the focus into something that's positive. And so we can just do that through the vibration of gratitude. And so we can, you know, just start off the day by saying, I am grateful for being alive. Something as simple as that, even if it's not, even if you're waking up and you're feeling tired, you just want to go into gratitude. And so that gratitude, that frequency will actually raise your physical energy so that you won't feel tired. So pay attention, just have the awareness this week and maybe write it down in your journal of how often you're using the I ams and what's coming after your I ams, how powerfully you're creating your statements, or how you actually have been defeating yourself with your statements. So having the awareness of your I ams. Okay, guys, so I will see you guys on Saturday, 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Have an amazing week, everybody.